This is Frosty from the Horror Club.
Set members, that's right. That's what you're called when you're listening to the Horror Club, the podcast with way too much time on their hands, whom love to entertain folks like you, who also have way too much time on their hands. Welcome. This is Season 2, Episode 2, Coyote Ugly. Nice. So this week's episode, we're catching up again with the Horror Club, getting ugly over coyotes, discussing contests and prizes with special guests, what's new in K-pop, and what new toys you may want to buy if you're suffering from anxiety, and what not to drink. All right, let's go ahead and get started with catching up. Anna, you can go first.
Jeffrey and I have not been doing too much, just been working, been still going to the gym. But we went to the movies on Saturday night, Friday night. We had free movie passes, and so we went to go see the Blade Runner movie.
Was it good? Did you like it?
I fell asleep.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was like a 10:30 showing, and we were super tired, so we fell asleep.
Well, damn. Well, I was going to bring that up in movie news, but I heard that Blade Runner actually bombed.
Yeah.
That sucks. I wanted to see it because Jared Leto's in it.
I know. Jared Leto, Ryan Gosling.
It was pretty good when he wasn't sleeping.
Well, it might be a movie that we might have to stream then, because I don't know about paying for a movie that not only is a bomb, but that you slept in as well.
Yeah, I have to rewatch it, but I feel like I have to watch the first movie to understand the second movie a little bit better.
Wait, you've never watched Blade Runner?
You ever saw the original Blade Runner?
Where's the shame, Belle?
Shame.
I know.
Anything else new, Anna, like besides going to see the movie?
It's been a long week, guys. I went to go see my mom and my brother. We went and we had lunch yesterday, but I've been boring pretty much. Ez got a new dog. He's adorable.
What? Ez got a new doggy.
Yeah, his name's Jet. He's super cute. He's like I don't know what kind of dog he is. Dang it. He kind of looks like a poodle, but he's not a poodle.
He's a poodle, but not a poodle. Okay.
He's got like long hair. It's hair though. Like it's actual hair, not fur.
The fuck you not give us pictures of that puppy?
I know, right?
We
demand
cute.
Pictures. As if you're listening to the show right now, you need to send pictures ASAP.
I don't think he's got any on Facebook. I'm trying to think.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't. I would have seen it.
If I had a dog, you guys would know the second I went to the store. Well, not number one, because Nisa would be there picking it up with me, but number two, we would be texting you, Anna, if you couldn't come with us also, and we'd be like, look at this puppy I just got. Like, that's wrong.
That's wrong. Yeah, are we really friends with us then?
Yeah, you didn't show us your puppy.
I don't think he really made it public.
No, we're just joking.
Yeah. But
need to show the puppy.
Show us the puppy!
Oh! He is super cute, though. I think you guys would fall in love with his doggy.
I actually finally celebrated my 6th wedding anniversary with Dan.
Aww.
And that's 10 years together as well. We went to Fogo de Chao, which is a Brazilian-Italian restaurant buffet in Portland. And it's fucking fancy, guys. Like, this is probably the best meal I've ever had.
Oh, wow.
It's probably like $50 a person. What they do is they have you sit at a table and you pay for the full experience. They give you these chips that have a green side and a red side. And if you flip it to green, these guys just come hustling out with meats on skewers and just give you like whatever you want.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and then you flip it over and they stop, and then you can flip it back and forth. You can be like, go, not go, go, stop, go, stop, go, stop. Like, you can
wait,
just
a break, give me
right.
Food, don't give me food.
Fucking amazing. I had their salad bar. Everything on there was great. The meat was great. I especially liked the beef ribs and the ribeye steaks, which are my two favorites. We also had dessert, and when we told them that we were celebrating our anniversary, they were nice enough to comp our dessert, And they even wrote happy anniversary on it. I took a picture of it, so I'll be sharing it on our Instagram account. But the dessert was amazing, too. We had the chocolate lava cake with the vanilla ice cream. And usually not only that, but, like, usually when you go to certain places, you know how, like, the lava cake can be so sweet it's almost, like, tart or sickening after a couple bites?
Uh-huh.
This was, like, perfect, fluffy, light chocolate with nice melted chocolate syrup in the middle. It was so good.
Oh, sounds great.
We should try to have, you know, the podcast go as kind of like a maybe a celebratory thing when we hit like a 2-year mark or something.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That'd be cool.
Yeah, it would be cool to do. But what's been up with you, Frosty?
So as you and Anna both know, because I posted it not only on my Facebook, but I also posted it on Twitter as a joke. I like to play jokes on people. Well, I posted 6 photos of random coyotes that looked like they were in somebody's house. And then I basically put up, attention, is this your dog? I found him wandering around my complex. I think he was abused because he tried to bite me. Now, a sane person would know that that was a joke. But apparently, somebody on my friends list did not think it was a joke. And she actually got pissed off that I posted this. She actually commented on each and every photo, saying where I got it from. And I guess one of the photos also had belonged to a friend of hers, apparently. Now, I didn't know this because I got all the photos off of Google. And when they're on Google, it's public domain anyway, so, you know, who cares? Well, anyways, she legitimately got pissed off, not only because I supposedly said I had a coyote, even though I didn't, also because it was her friend's coyote. And so not only did she comment on each photo and then say where the source is, which, okay, yeah, whatever. She also created her own post on Facebook, tagged me in it, and basically called me out for being a liar, saying that I have a coyote and that I'm trying to convince people that I have a coyote.
What?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's a little hippie butthurt.
Right? So, but, you know, like, I was like, okay, maybe it's a misunderstanding. Like, all right, it's her friend's coyote. Why don't I, you know, talk to her, let her know what's going on? So instead of commenting on her post and, you know, trying to argue with her and all of her friends who are basically, you know, calling me out saying that I'm a creep for doing this and that I'm trying to get attention, whatever, I messaged her and I said, hey, I was actually posting those photos as a joke for, you know, an experiment that we were doing for the podcast where people believe whatever you post on the internet. And in fact, if you actually looked at the original post on my profile, there are comments from people who thought it was real and then people who knew it was a joke. And then, you know, I'm just playing back and forth with them, like people who would actually go like, oh, yeah, that's legitimately 6 different dogs or whatever. Well, anyways, she got extremely butthurt and basically started ranting to me about how I'm being derogatory towards koi dogs, which I guess one of the dogs was, and how I'm like bad for the koi dog community or something like that, and how she didn't think it was funny, and how the owner of the dog or whatever was like upset with me too. And it's like, okay, that person didn't even like message me or say anything to me. So you're really getting butthurt over your friend, but your friend hasn't said jack shit about it. And another thing that I think is funny is one of her posts I actually read, her friend, who I guess owned the dog or whatever, actually asked, hey, what's the drama? And then this girl went, oh, there's no drama or whatever. And it's like, yeah, right. You're totally insinuating drama here, you know? And then it's just so funny to me that she would get extremely butthurt over something. And then even when I told her, like, half the people didn't believe it was real, she then pulls up one photo that has a bunch of people commenting about how beautiful the dog is, or, oh, no, you shouldn't have that dog. And it's like it's taken totally out of context, because if you look at the original post, everybody's saying, oh, my God, Kaylee, you're so funny for putting that up. I basically took the photo down of her friend's dog, but left the original post up. And then to kind of like, because I'm, you know, mean or whatever.
Salty.
Because I'm salty as fuck. I posted a photo of a man wearing a coyote as a hat.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, first off, you need to calm down, Girl Diamond.
Yeah.
Girl Diamond Star.
Oh, that's another thing, too, is I had actually asked her, you know, like when I was explaining to her what happened, I asked her if I could, you know, mention her reaction on the show. And she was like, no, I don't give you permission to do it. Well, you know what, bitch? I did. Okay. And you can't do shit because did I use your name? No.
Well, I just want to point out that mind your own fucking business. Like, really?
Right. And that's another thing, too, is while I was reading her post, she was talking about how I supposedly did this before, but never to this extreme. And it's like, okay, obviously it's a fucking joke. Obviously I'm not trying to convince people that I really have a coyote here. In fact, my own mother commented on it with a picture of a possum and said, hey, I found this cat.
You know? Like, oh, Barry. I love you, Barry.
Everybody knew it was a joke.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, like, what was the point of her coming out and attacking you? I don't quite understand the purpose of that. There was, like, I don't truly understand why. Why would she go out of her way to comment on every picture saying where you got that picture from? Clearly, you were lying. Mm-hmm. Does she just assume that...
Everything on the internet is real?
Right. Apparently, your social experiment has been confirmed.
apparently it has. And what another thing that was funny is, so she's trying to identify each and every photo, right? And then there's one of a coyote chewing on a pig ear. Mm-hmm. And then I saw, like, on one of her comments, she's like, does anybody have the identity of the one eating the pig ear? You know, and I'm like, oh my God, she's legit trying to contact each and every one of these dogs' owners.
Wow.
To, like, tell them that I'm seeing this
you,
photo.
And you, like, truly have way too much time.
Like, hey, like, you should listen to our show.
I know, right? Hey, listen to our show.
It was just so hilarious to me because it's like, okay, I checked my Facebook before I went to bed that night at like 3 a.m. and then I woke up at like 7 because I was getting these alerts from being tagged in stuff, I guess, and then them commenting on it. And I'm like, oh my God, she legit from like 3 a.m. to like 8 a.m. like researched each and every one of these photos. And I'm like, dude, don't you have a fucking job?
You know? Don't you go to fucking sleep?
And then what was so funny is I'm explaining to her that it was a joke and that I responsibly messaged her and said, hey, you know, this is what's going on. And then she goes, oh, you're acting like a child. You're a grown-ass woman. And it's like, okay, you tagged me in a post publicly shaming me for putting this practical joke on my timeline. For my And you're now letting a bunch of strangers, you know, call me out? Like, bitch, who's the child here? You fucking are.
That's just crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know how people get off thinking that it's okay to comment. Like, okay, if you don't like seeing something on there, cool. Tell them, hey, you know, this is this, but whatever. Like, tell her, like, she can tell you how she feels, but she can't tell you you can't post something because they don't like it.
Right.
It's your timeline. Like, where do they get off thinking that they have the right to tell you on your own post that you can't post that? But mm-hmm. they feel entitled, or they feel they have the right to sit there and post on your things? Like, how? How does that even make sense?
Yeah, and it doesn't make sense.
Well, another thing is that she was commenting for other people's pictures that were posted on a public domain. If those individuals or original uploaders had a problem with it, they could have clearly said something to you.
Exactly, and none of them did. In fact, since this happened on the 4th, I haven't heard anything since then. And in fact, I don't think she saw my original post. Like, I think she just saw the part where I added the photos. So I retweeted the original post that says, attention, is this your dog, on my timeline. And then I also uploaded the photo of the man wearing the coyote hat, you know, and she has not written back since or messaged me since. And I'm thinking it's because she realized she fucked up.
So butthurt.
Yeah.
So much butthurt.
That means fuck you and Coyote.
I know that does mean fuck you and Coyote. Oh, man. Okay, let's get into our shout-outs. There was a couple shout-outs we kind of missed last week, and I want to go ahead and give out this week, one of them being for Jason Cox from the Cox News Podcast. Thank you for having both me and Frosty on your show while we were on hiatus. Also, shout-out for Security Complex Podcast, who also gave us a shout-out on their show while we were on hiatus as well, and Horribly Awkward Podcast, who's always supported us since the very beginning. Two other shout-outs I want to give is to Secret Transmission Podcast, a podcast about conspiracy theories, the unexplained, and just weird shit. Thank you for including us in your Follow Friday collage on Instagram. And also to the Follow Fridays that we were included this week, which was from Science Fiction Double Feature Drive-In and Sibs the Web Series. We're also going to be collaborating with Via VHS Podcast, and we'll be guesting on one of their episodes fairly soon, and we'll keep you posted and updated on when that will be.
I'm excited for that. Shout out to Lex Factor Podcast. They listened to our most recent episode and they said it was the bomb.
Oh yeah, thank you.
Well, thank you, Lexi.
How about you, Annie?
Annie.
Any shout outs?
Yeah, shout out to Misa.
Her sister is from another mister.
Hey, you're cutting her off there, Frosty. Let her finish.
Sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say, I saw that they've been putting up new episodes. Their recent one, I believe, is about the fire, because Alexandra had to evict her home, I believe.
That's right. Misa has done vlog updates about the Cedar Creek fires here in Oregon. So if you guys want to look into like a personal experience, definitely check their videos out. She actually had to evacuate.
Yeah, crazy. She did.
Yeah, Alexandra had to evacuate. And she's not that far away from you, Frosty.
No, so she's not. We were very hoping I had to evacuate, to be honest. So I wouldn't have to go to work.
Hilarious.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say, just so I could hang out with Misa. I was like, all
right. Right? She would have probably just stayed at my place.
I probably would have stayed at her place, yeah. But no, it was just so I wouldn't have to go to work. Like, I would legit still be in my apartment and be like, nah, I'm not leaving my apartment until the flames are, like, right here.
That's funny. That is so sad. No, don't do that.
Watch Netflix. Like, it's not even here yet.
It's not here yet. Dude, I remember having to stay at your house when the fire actually first broke out.
Right?
And then we woke up and it was like an orange sky and we're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So that was the first day.
That
was the first day. That's actually the day after we played Drunk Pie Face Showdown.
Yeah.
Live. If you guys have never seen that, you might want to go into our Twitter feed or, you know, sign up for Periscope and check out our live Drunk Pie Face Showdown game, which took a while to get to, but in the end it was fucking hilarious.
I kept singing My Swagger by Got Seven.
I will never have Italian moonshine ever again. I almost died.
I know you did.
It tasted like lemonade with flat Sprite. It tasted amazing. And I had two glasses, guys. And I never had moonshine. No one informed me that moonshine is like almost 100% proof. Oh. So I had like two fucking huge glasses of this shit. I mean, like, I felt amazing.
I know you did.
I didn't feel amazing at 3 o'clock in the morning, though.
No, you didn't.
But you know what? I still did not get a headache hangover. So just a stomach ache.
You know what? If the worst of your drinking outcomes is a stomach ache rather than a hangover, I'll always take a stomach ache.
Right. Oh, it was the worst one, though. Never again. Never again. I say that, but then someone's going to offer me Italian moonshine. I'm like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, well, we'll end up
get me some of that good shit.
We'll end up going to Sam's wedding reception or something, and then he'll be like, hey, I got more of that shit. Then you'll be like, no, but then at the end of the night, you'll be like, la, la, la.
What's that in your hand, Misa? Nothing. It's Italian moonshine, isn't it?
My first question is, why would she go to Sam's wedding?
Because of the drinking, hello?
Yeah. That's
birthday party.
That's how I ended up, is I was at Sam's birthday party and I got fucking trashed.
Yeah, because I wanted to hang out with Niza, but then I got invited to Sam's birthday party, and even though Niza doesn't really care for Sam that much,
I would just say I don't know Sam that well.
Niza loves me, so she decided to go, and then she actually had a good time because she was smashed the whole
time. I did. I was smashed the whole time. It was a good time. Yeah. It was a good time. All right, let's go ahead and get into some announcements. We are happy to announce that we will be hosting a Halloween special on our show. That will be aired on Halloween night, and it will be with returning guest and friend of the show, Alexander S. Brown, who is the horror writer, along with his colleague and close friend, horror enthusiast Cynthia Bonner, aka Z Queen, who is also a self-taught makeup artist. Super excited for them to be joining us. If you don't know who Z Queen is, definitely check out her work through Instagram. She does a lot of like horror makeup. You can find her at Z Queen CYN. Her makeup is so amazing. I don't know if you guys follow her on Facebook.
Yeah, she's on my Facebook. I've seen her zombie stuff.
Yeah, she recently did a Pennywise, her form of Pennywise, and that's fucking freaky. I was like, oh my god. Super good. I wish she was closer to us so she can do our makeup.
I know, right?
Why you gotta be in Mississippi, yo? Anyway, we're happy to also help promote the project that Z Queen and Alex are working on, which is the movie titled Mean Spirited, based on the story with the same title from the book The Night the Jack-O-Lantern Went Out, which was written by Alex.
Yeah, I remember that one. That was a good one.
If you're in the Mississippi area, they are looking for male Caucasian actors for their film. They already have female actors and a couple spots already filled. If you're interested in that, email them with your most recent headshots and a brief 1 or 2 minute video monologue to meanspiritedcasting@gmail.com. That's meanspiritedcasting@gmail.com. If you can't write that down, you can definitely check out our reposting on Instagram of their flyer.
Woo woo!
Speaking about Alex, he will soon be publishing Traumatized 2. So in order to promote his upcoming new book, here at the Horror Club, we are running a contest for this month for the horror fans. We're giving away 3 of Alex's books, Traumatized, The Night the Jack-O-Lantern Went Out, and also a copy of his novel, Serenthia Falls. All 3 of these books will be signed by Alex himself, and we will be giving them away each and every week. So this week, we are going to be giving away the first installment of Traumatized to anyone who's able to answer the following question. Which family member of Alex's scared him as a young child? If you know the answer, which you should, since he actually mentioned this situation in a previous episode he was with us, you may submit your answer to our email, thehorrorclub@gmail.com.
And that'll be the first person who gets it right, right?
Right. The first person who gives us the email with the correct answer will win the free book, and we will cover shipping as well.
Ooh.
Now,
when will the winners be announced, or the winner be announced?
Hopefully we'll be able to announce a winner every week before we provide the next question for the following book. Okay. So definitely listen to our show for your chances to win one of Alex's book. Next week we will be giving away The Night the Jack-O-Lantern Went Out. Dum dum dum. Now, we're also excited to say that next weekend, we will be attending, as a podcast, the Unconference in PDX this Saturday, October 14th. So we will be meeting up with new or other podcasts in our area.
I'm excited.
Ooh. Oh, and an update on the thing that I'm doing on the 20th. I guess it's not just specifically a rally. It's actually like you're driving from Portland all the way down to Eugene.
So oh, it's a driving rally?
Kind of, not really a rally. It's a caravan that's going to be driving all the way from here and then down to Eugene, but they're going to be stopping at like main cities to talk about what DACA is and how it affects others. And DACA is, I guess it's kind of like a working permit in a way, but it's for you to go to school and you're like, you have to do good for your community.
Well, so what I understand about DACA, it's a chance for illegal immigrants' children also to get a visa to continue education in the United States.
Technically, like, what it is, like, it's for those kids that are brought when they're little without, you know, having a choice of coming to the U.S. as an illegal. But then they have to get their, at least a GED or their high school diploma to be able to apply for this. And yeah. Then, yeah, essentially they can continue their education. They have to be either working or going to school in order to be able to stay here. Essentially, yeah. They want them to be giving to the community and doing something good. So they can't have any criminal background. They can't do anything illegal.
During the parts where the caravan is stopping, you'll still be doing the interviews.
Yeah, that's okay. I was telling me about it on Saturday. So we were talking about it and exactly what it was, and he explained it to me a little bit better.
Okay, thanks. Awesome. Another upcoming event for us Horror Club members is the trip to Seattle PodCon, which is coming December 9th and 10th. Me and Frosty will be there on both of those days. So we're super excited to see everyone who's going to be showing up.
Mm-hmm.
Totes my goat?
Yeah. Totes my goat.
Now, our previous show that you listened to, if you listened to it on Podbean, was actually our edited version. If you missed us on our live event, you can now catch us on YouTube on the first Sunday of each month at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Did you get that, Anna? 1 p.m.?
You can yeah, check. I was on time today.
Yeah, Anna, but this is not the live show.
No one needs to know. It's okay.
Right. You can chat with us live during those shows and even call us on our Rev line at 503-301-4272. We'll actually keep those lines open, so you may go ahead and give us a call while we're doing a live show. You can also hit us up on our Rev line anytime to tell us to react to certain things or to show support via text message or voicemail. You know what time it is, guys?
It's K-pop time.
Ding, 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 ding. Let's recap last week's mention of some K-pop artists. Last week we talked about Ace, A-C-E, and how we would check their video out. We actually checked out their Cactus video, and I watched that video probably, I don't know, 50 times.
something like that, yeah.
Well, I watched the live debut, what was their live debut, about 50 times. And Frosty had commented that she's already in love.
I am.
You liked the one with the eyebrows, didn't you, with the mushroom haircut?
Of course.
And I'm pretty sure you were able to pick out mine.
The squinty eyed one?
No. It was the other brunette that almost had the same haircut as yours, but he had more of a JB haircut.
Oh.
And he had a nice smile. But it was him versus the guy with the very thick thighs.
The thick thighs.
I was very conflicted. If you have not seen it, I highly suggest you check out Ace, check out their Cactus debut performance, or even their MV. We like the music, and they're definitely a group that we're going to need to check out more often, especially if they're going to continue on this kind of sexy hardcore.
To be honest, I didn't even know the song. I just know the image. I couldn't tell you any catchy lyrics from it. I just like, booty shorts. Booty shorts! Booty shorts!
Are they wearing their boxer briefs? Might as well been.
They look like they're going night-night.
All right, so the first video we will be watching is actually Stray Kids, JYP's Stray Kids, and their music video, Hellevator. Supposedly, these are the male version of Twice and Mnet 16, according to kpopmap.com. Let's go ahead and pull the video up, guys.
No, it's Stray Kids, not Straight Kids, yeah.
I said Stray Kids.
I know. I'm just messing with you. They're definitely not gay.
They're definitely not gay. 내 삶은 밑바닥 떨어지 어두운 터널 속을 꺾고 있어 내게 잔인하고 두려운 하루를 홀로 버티고 있어 멀어져가는 곳이 복도 낯선 길 위에 지치리도 꿈도 없이 내가 맞는 길을 가는 가에 답할지도도 하나 없어 위로 가는 길은 절대 다시 뒤로 가기 싫어 막막한 미로 야피는 무대 심 피땀 흘리면 나를 위로 너 사람들은 내게 말해 그 정도의 고비를 지나가는 소나기라고 성공은 악두라면 두려워도 실패라면 다 죽으라고 그래 나는 고통이란 믿기를 더 성문지 방황하는 거야 지친 열정의 날개를 잠시 떠버려야지 떨어지 어둠 터널 속을 밟고 있어 내게 잔인하고 두려운 나를 홀로 버티고 있어 손을 밀어도 날 잡아줄 사람은 아무도 없어 내 아픔 내 눈물을 타고 위로 빠져나가고 있어 That guy's lips, though.
I like that they feature Mark lookalike a lot.
Oh, yeah.
They're just like, bam, look at him. Bam, look at him.
Well, okay, let's go ahead and get into our vote, our voting.
Okay.
Or our judging. What do we call it? What do we call this?
Our review.
Oh, yeah. I was so shook from that video.
It's speechless.
Okay, let's give our review. Anna, you go first. So dancing, music, and visuals.
I'm gonna give it fives all around.
Oh, damn.
I really like the fact that it gave me the BTS vibe, but then they showed me Mark, and then they just kept showing me Mark, so I liked it.
She means a Mark lookalike, so it definitely hit all Anna's qualifications. JYP is doing a great job because this is also a 5 on all accounts for me as well. Visually, it was stunning. The video was amazing. It's just the color concept was amazing. I like the sunset kind of tones. Musically, the music was catchy. The beat in the background was really getting to me. I really liked it. Dancing, I love their dancing, even though it wasn't like a hardcore type of fast dancing. It was very clean and...
sensual.
Sensual, that's a good word.
You like the thrust, that's what it was.
It's all about the thrusting, Anna. Frosty, what did you think?
I'm going to give it a 5 as well. The dancing, I liked. The visuals, I liked. And, you know, the little baby I liked with the deep voice.
Don't say it like that.
What?
The baby with the deep voice.
Yeah,
I liked
don't
it.
Say that.
I like Why not? That deep voice, though.
I like it.
It makes it sound weird when you said the baby. I like it. I like it. It just makes it sound weird.
Anna, I like the baby. I like it.
Anna said you sound like a pedo.
Yeah, that's what you're sounding like. Don't be a pedo. Don't be a chimo. You like the younger one. Say it like that.
But I like that baby.
Oh, no. Don't say that.
Can Jeff do a coyote noise just one more time?
Can you do a coyote noise?
Oh my gosh. Well, JYP JYP is definitely hitting it on the stray kids, not the straight kids. And Hellevator is a definite must listen to, according to us here at the Horror Club. Unfortunately, I did a little bit of research on these guys, and the ages that range in this group are anywhere from 17 to 20 years old.
No.
Oh my. Really little.
Yes, very little.
No. Let's stay away from that group, please.
No, we won't stay away, but we won't. We'll stay away, but we won't stay away.
We won't stray.
Well.
There you go. That's good, Anna.
Frosty, are you eating again? What?
Hey, there's a guy in here. His name is Chan, but he goes by Chris. He's from Australia.
Oh, you're looking up their profile right now, Anna.
Yes. And then, oh my god, the Mark lookalike was born in 2000. His name is Jisung.
Oh yeah, that he would be 17 then.
No. I think the one that you...
Jailbait! Jailbait!
Who's a pedo now, Anna?
Yeah, but I didn't say I liked him because he was a baby. I wasn't weird about it. The one that Nisa likes, I think, is the Australian one.
Ooh, I love an Australian accent.
He was born in 97.
Okay, so he's a little older. He's at least legal.
There's three so far that are born in 2000. Two of them in 97. Four, 2000. One of them in 98. And the other one in 99. And yeah. The other one was born in 2001.
They're so babies. They're such babies.
Two of them are from Australia. The rest are all from South Korea.
Hopefully they'll be...
I think we need to move to Australia.
There's apparently gems in Australia. There's a lot of them.
I think Kaylee just needs to go to Seattle.
I think Kaylee just needs to go to, you know, anywhere.
Kaylee needs to get out of bed.
Anyway, our next video on the list is definitely an adult male.
Yes.
Jackson Wang of GOT7 with a solo song.
Papillon?
I'm going to say papillon.
Papillon?
Papillon? I guess that's how you would say it. Say it like you're a Korean man. Papillon?
Papillon.
Team Wang.
The Team Wang production.
I wonder if Jackson knew what he was doing when he titled his production group Team Wang.
Oh, he knew. I opposed to Team Vad.
I'm about to be Team Wang, I feel. You got me feeling like a papillon.
Been trapped in this ass so long, but now I feel blessed. I break rules like Rick Vaughn's be saying, oh. Spit fire like flame tools, then burn it all. Money and fame, and don't defy me. Nobody give a whoop by the roof, that's what I do. The system is a problem, it made it new me. The kingdom of freedom, nothing run by me. All they care about is puffing out of juice in me. Hustle with my crew all day faithfully. They try to pull me over for the penalty. They try to kill my vine, now I follow me.
Okay, so he either means the dog or maybe in the 1973 film, which is about, like, criminals.
It's probably the 1970s.
Yeah, I'm guessing that's what it's going to be.
It's about, like, a wrongly convicted of murdering... it's about an individual who is wrongly convicted of murdering a pimp.
Oh, there you go.
There, that's it, yeah.
No, I think he's talking about the fancy purse dog.
I think
Jackson is into dogs. I'm pretty sure he's into dogs.
I found something else that says it's got its French origins. The meaning is butterfly.
Uh-huh, yeah.
It's generally used as a girl's name. Do you think it's that one?
Do you think Jackson wants to be a purse dog, fly, a butterfly, or a man with a butterfly tattoo accused of murdering a pimp?
Let's look what the slang means. Hold on. I feel like Urban Dictionary would give me a better answer.
Yeah, probably would.
Come on, what do you mean, Jackson, when you say you feel like a papillon?
Maybe he feels like a papillon in GOT7, and now he's breaking out.
Oh, maybe he feels like a butterfly because he's breaking out of his cocoon.
Yeah.
Ah.
I'm feeling like a papillon because I'm out and I'm doing that thing and I'm competing with six other hot guys.
Hold on, Anna's trying to say something. What?
Urban Dictionary has him on here. If you look up papillon, it's the top definition.
Mm-hmm.
And it says a sick bop Jackson Wang wrote that will only allow you to remember the words I. Or it could also mean a sneaky fart that waits patiently and escapes your anus just the right moment when you're asleep.
Oh my god.
Often in public places based on the hit 1973 prison escape drama starring Steve McQueen. Oh my god. Oh, this one's gross. This one says the act of storing objects in one's rectum. I'm done. Those are all the things off at some different dictionary.
Oh my god, I'm dying. Oh, I'm dying.
I'm guessing it's the butterfly.
Frosty, are you alive? Are you still there?
I think he's a butterfly. An escape.
We know definitely one thing. I don't think Jackson meant something shoved up his rectum.
No.
Okay, let's go ahead and do a review on Jackson's papillon. Frosty, you can go first.
Love the dancing. Love how he kind of just came into his own. He's unrestrained. He's dropping F-bombs.
Censored F-bombs.
Yes, censored. Censored.
Just because they're censored doesn't mean he's not dropping them. He was dropping them before they were censored. And he's a communist.
That's your take on the video. What's your rating?
5 out of 5.
5 out of 5. What about you, Anna?
Definitely a 5 out of 5. Jackson's like, he's pushing Mark to the side, but he shouldn't be. Because Mark's fighting to stay on top.
I will also give this a 5 out of 5. During the video, I was very concerned because I felt like any minute now, JB was going to come into the picture and remind me, but this time I was fully invested in Jackson.
He's pushing his way to the top of your list too, huh?
Right, right. Jackson, you were shining like a diamond, boo-boo, so keep going.
You need to stay where you're at, though. I like my bias list.
Know your place. Anna says know your place, bitch.
Yes.
Let's get into K-pop news. BTS BTS scores highest charting Billboard Hot 100 hits, a K-pop group with DNA. BTS is the second K-pop act to chart on the Billboard Hot 100 hits with an almost entire Korean language song, following Psy with Gangnam Style.
I was just about to ask who the other one was, but yeah, yeah. Gangnam Style.
Yeah. But see, Psy wasn't, I mean, it was all right. His wasn't actually that good, like, compared to BTS.
Yes, but the point is, Anna, that this is almost literally a Korean, full Korean. I think the only English, I want to say the only English word they use is DNA.
Pretty much, yeah.
So for it to be, you know, on the Hot 100 hits for the billboards in America, that's pretty...
Yeah,
that's pretty amazing. Yes. Well, I also know that BTS is playing on radio stations all around the U.S. right now.
Oh, why not our radio stations?
I'm not sure, but if we decide to give them a call, they probably would play it.
They probably wouldn't even have the file. They'd be like, who's that?
You can get it so easily. But yeah, I was reading something where it said that on over 160 radio stations in both America and Canada, DNA is now playing because it was the most requested song.
Yes.
Netians voted for the worst music agency for K-pop, and the results for the top three were third place, Cube, with current signed artists like BTOB and Pentagon, and former artists like Rain 4 Minute, which is disbanded, A-Pink, and Beast, which is also disbanded. Taking in second place is Woollim Entertainment, with current artists like Infinite Lovelies and Golden Child, former artists like Epic High.
Epic High!
And number one spot goes to YMC Entertainment, with solo artists like Ailee and Shinbora, and groups like Wanna One, and their former groups, IOI.
You know, it's funny. I've never heard of any of those groups in that first one.
Yes, you have. We've talked about IOI and 101. And Ailee is like one of the best solo artists vocally in the K-pop industry.
You may have talked about them, but I have not listened to her songs.
Ailee's like the Beyonce of K-pop.
No, CL is the Beyonce of K-pop.
No, we've talked about this already. CL is cannot be compared to Beyonce. You are wrong.
Yeah, no, she's got like a different vibe to her.
Vocally, in vocal ranges, Beyonce has more than CL. So that's why I think if you listen to Ailee, who actually can perform Beyonce's song, you would say that Ailee is the Beyonce of K-pop.
Ailee's the one that made you cry, isn't she?
Yes.
Yeah, we've heard her because she sent it in the group text, unless you didn't listen, you didn't hear the song. But
if it doesn't have a dick, I don't listen to it.
Hey, that's my thing. My thing's that I'm the one that's into the boy groups. But, I mean, she's actually really good. Like, the videos that Nisa sends over, she sings really, really good.
Yeah,
I feel like CL probably does more like a Rihanna sort of thing. Rihanna doesn't really sing loud. She does more like a lowish, I don't know, like a, I don't even know how to say the word.
She has a lower register.
Yeah, there you
go. Even though Rihanna can hit high registers, most of her songs are at a lower register. Unlike Beyonce's, which is fairly high. K-pop releases to look forward to in October. GOT7.
GOT7.
Highlight, BTOB, twice with their Japanese singles, SF9, and Lay from EXO will be busting out more stuff.
Go Lay.
And also, drumroll please. Epic High.
Fuck yeah. About time. About fucking time. They haven't released anything since like 2014. The fuck. Tableau!
And of course, Epic High is no longer with their original entertainment. They are now on like their own entertainment industry.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably why it took them so long to come out with something.
Yeah. No, I don't think so. I think it's because they were busy doing other stuff, like having lives.
Yeah, like having babies. Tableau is all about his daughter, Haru.
Okay, that's it for all our K-pop news. Let's get into our normal news. Now This has posted the limbless, headless pet pillow named Cubo, which might help you with anxiety problems. The pillow is soft like a pet and has a robotic tail that moves back and forth depending when you're petting it and not petting it. And their release date will be June 2018.
I am not getting it.
What? You're not going to get this pillow? I think it looks fucking adorable.
It looks like a cat. I want a puppy pillow. I want a puppy pillow that bites your hand.
Okay, so it moves its tail slowly like a cat when it's not being pet. When it's being pet, it moves its tail fast like a dog.
Yeah, that's still not a dog. I like the interaction with the puppy. I like to touch the puppy's face. This thing doesn't have a butt. This thing is just a butt.
It is a butt.
It is a butthole. I want the puppy mouth.
I have animals, so I do not need this interesting contraption, but I think it's very cute. I think it looks like it's very soft. Like, you can lay on it. It's good for, like, children.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't... so they can learn how to pet dogs and cats.
Right.
Yeah, I'd get it for a baby.
Yeah. A cute little pet pillow.
Mm-hmm. You're like,
they already have two little pets for that.
I know, but yeah. this one is, you know, robotic, and that's what makes it special.
This is how you pet the cat. No, you don't grab its tail. That's wrong. You pet it. Yeah, like that.
Mm-hmm. In other weird news, the world's first vagina beer has arrived.
Gross.
Vagina beer, made from a model's vaginal yeast, set to hit the shelves fairly soon from the Polish brewer Order of Uni. Yes, folks, apparently, according to the Order of Uni, the secret of beer lies in her vag. And because it's from a model, it's completely sanitary, right?
No.
That's fucking nasty.
Models get more dicks than anybody.
I mean, why not just, you know, grab a beer, shove it in your girl's pussy, and drink it that way?
Mm-hmm. That's what they're doing. Same. They're making... Oh, Jeffrey just heard what you said, and he looked at me like I was crazy, but...
Jeffrey just looked at you and said, let me go grab a beer.
Can we get a coyote sound?
Can we get a coyote sound?
Oh!
I don't understand if there is how this is sanitary whatsoever. I don't think it's sanitary either.
That her vagina is even healthy to make beer out of this.
Right.
That's so gross. Like, she can have
STDs,
chlamydia, gonorrhea.
But yeah. It reminds me of the yeast infection. That's disgusting.
HPV.
Yeah, I mean, how is she making enough yeast to make beer out of her yeast? She's got to have a nasty ass yeast infection. She's got to have some so cottage gross. Cheese.
I just, you know, the only people that I can imagine drinking this or wanting to order this are like perverts.
Nerds. Yeah.
Well, not even nerds, but I mean, like, perverts, like...
They've got fetishes, that's what it is.
Yeah, people with fetishes, or, you know, when guys are really drunk and they want to prove their manliness, who is going to drink the vag beer?
That's disgusting. I've proved my manliness by not drinking it, thank you very much.
What's next? Cum beer?
Oh, ew. God. That's gross.
We let a man jerk off in 7 beer bottles. Guess which one has the most cum?
Ew.
Do you think that they will be able to market this successfully if it was from a celebrity?
Yeah.
That we all knew?
Yeah.
Would
if Tableau came out with a cum beer...
That's gross.
That they probably wouldn't be drinking the beer. I would be like, I don't care. Let's go. Let's try it this way. Let's filter it out.
Kaylee, stop.
What?
That proves my point. The pervs will drink the beer.
Not with my mouth, though.
Oi.
Anna. Oi.
I.
Happy yawn. Like a pervert.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Anyway, fucking nasty. Truly nasty.
It's yeah. Disgusting.
Gross. Never.
So speaking of celebrities, let's go ahead and talk about some celebrity news.
All right. So I found this article, and apparently O.J. Simpson, now that he's out of jail, he's gone to the Bunny Ranch and asked for a Nicole Brown lookalike. So right now, the house has been looking for somebody who looks like her, and Dennis Hoff assured that it's going to happen.
So if anyone doesn't know what the Bunny House is, it's a prostitution house.
I don't know how I feel about that. Like your dead wife?
Well, he clearly misses her.
That you allegedly killed?
He clearly misses her, Anna.
That's weird.
Or, you know, he's gonna repeat the process.
Yeah, that's really bad.
What type of girl's even gonna sign up for that, though?
They're all down for it, apparently. That's so... hold on, let me see here. It was saying that O.J. Simpson and is ready to release the juice. And the girls,
literally.
The girls are excited that he's interested in them, and they're super anxious for OJ's visit.
Wow.
Fucking nasty. Cornell Haynes Jr., better known as rapper Nelly, was taken into custody on Saturday in Washington State after a woman told police that he raped her. The police arrested him and took him to Des Moines, Washington, and the woman said that she called 911 at 3:48 a.m. on Saturday to report the alleged assault, which she said occurred on Nelly's tour bus.
In a Walmart parking lot.
At Wally World.
So Nelly was arrested, and then he was released a couple hours later pending investigation.
What was Nelly's tour bus doing at Wally World?
I don't. I think that's just where they were parked for the night.
He's trying to pick up somebody.
Easiest place to get anyone.
This was reported pretty much right after his performance at the White River Amphitheater in King County.
Yep.
He also actually tweeted about this, saying, you know, these are false accusations and that he's wanting investigation to go on so he can prove his innocence, as well as, you know, pretty much take this to court. Mm-hmm. Once he's been cleared of the charges.
But even that, so this is why I didn't want to talk about it, because a lot of rape charges, they're convicted not guilty, even though they are. And a lot of the times, like, I don't know, like, I feel like regardless, even if he's not guilty, people are still going to think he's guilty. And it's so bad. Like, I don't, like, if he is guilty, I want him to get in trouble. But if he's not guilty, this is going to follow him for forever anyway.
Yeah, well.
This is like with that coyote thing. People will believe anything on the news, even if you present them with evidence stating, no, this didn't happen. Well, if this wasn't going to happen, if you were innocent, then nobody would have said that you did that, you know? Like, if you were totally innocent, nobody would have ever accused you of being a rapist. Well, what about Bill Cosby, bitch? You know, Bill Cosby is the most innocent person in the world, but he a rapist.
We just don't know. We'll just have to follow the story. It's a his or her story right now. I mean, with every case like this, it's always a his or her story. Nelly has been arrested in the past, not for any domestic assaults or any other, you know, sexual abuse or anything like that, but he has been arrested for, you know, drugs and
marijuana.
Possession. But there's never been a case where Nelly was accused of any sexual harassment or anything of that sort. So hopefully, you know, hopefully this is not true. And maybe she's just using him to get a payoff.
Mm-hmm.
And that could be possible. Especially if there was some sort of sex act that did happen and she's able to prove.
Trying to turn around and say it's rape now.
Right. And that would be bad news for him, because then he would have to pay her off. Sadly, that's how it works.
So Donald Trump finally went to Puerto Rico.
Oh.
Yeah. He started off by throwing paper towels into the crowd, giving a bunch of refugees paper towels, and then he was attempting to throw cans of chicken at them too.
They told him
no.
A can of chicken for you.
Like, at first with the paper towels, they were like, okay, this is all good fun. And then he was getting ready to toss the cans of chicken, and then people are like, whoa, knock it off, dude.
That's assault with a deadly weapon, Sir President.
Yeah, and then this is a funny thing that I heard happen too. So apparently this woman from the church was handing out these tablets that you put in dirty water, and then after 10 or 12 hours, the water's clean. And she's handing them out to people, and then he's like, oh, what are these things? And then she explains to him, and then he supposedly makes a nasty face at her, like, ew, that's disgusting. I would never drink water like that. And it's like, okay, well, these people don't have a choice. And then she's explaining to him the process and how, no, the water's clean after 10 and 12 hours. That's what this thing is for. And then he asks her if she's charging people to have those. And then she goes, no, I'm with the church. I'm giving them away for free, you know, because it's charity or whatever. And then he kind of looks at her like she's crazy. And then he asks her if she's the one who made them. And then she goes, no, I'm from the church. We bought these and we're giving them to the refugees or whatever. And then he's like, so you're not charging them? And it's like, do you not understand charity, bud?
No, he
doesn't.
Donald
Trump does not understand charity.
He just could not fathom that this woman was just giving away these miracle pills that make dirty water clean and not charging people for it.
I have Ricky Martin news on Puerto Rico. Ricky Martin has been raising money on he's got his own like charity that he raises money through, and he goes and delivers food, like boxes of like basically care packages to different people on the island just randomly. So he's been donating his time for that and raising money and awareness of everything that's going on.
Has he named the charity Puerto Rico Needs to Be Living La Vida Loca?
No. I think it's like Change, Make a Change / Ricky Martin or something like that. But he was on the Ellen show, and Ellen helped him raise a bunch of money too. He's going to go back again with more hundreds of pounds of supplies for everybody.
That's good. He's such a good man.
He was almost crying when he's talking about his island.
Mm. You go, Ricky. You go.
Oh, Ricky.
All right, let's go into our movie news. So it said that comic creator Todd McFarlane announced that Spawn will be officially coming back to the big screen.
Ew.
So McFarlane wants to try again this time. He is now going to direct the film and produce it with Jason Blum and Blumhouse, who, you know, produce Split and Get Out.
Nice.
There's no words on who will be playing Spawn, but definitely sounds like this will be a much better, hopefully a better production than the 90s film. But I still thoroughly enjoy the 1997 Spawn. However, I'm very excited to see Spawn get a reboot.
Me too.
Reboot, especially if it's gonna be produced by Blumhouse. It's gonna be good. It's gonna be good, guys.
Definitely. You know, it is the reign of the black superheroes.
Right.
Because we got Black Panther coming out.
But you know
and
what?
Now, what?
There needs to be a reign of Asian superheroes.
Oh yeah, right. Yeah, they need. Well, you know why they don't have Asian superheroes? Because Asians are already amazing, okay? You got Jet Li, Jackie Chan, Bruce Lee, Donnie Yen.
That's true. Most of the Asian heroes don't need costumes.
They don't. You know why? Because it's just their fucking skills.
Yeah, skills. Girls like guys with skills.
Mm-hmm. That's why you don't have Asian superheroes, because you don't need them, because regular Asian men are superheroes.
Right.
Like, I was watching this video about some Shaolin monks who were hanging upside down on poles, and then they were dunking little wooden cups into a barrel of water and pulling themselves up to dunk it in a bucket of water. And this was just their daily exercise. They're doing sit-ups upside down on a pole, and that's how they get their water. And it's just amazing. Like, that's why you don't have Asian superheroes, because they're fucking already superheroes.
Right, and more movie news. Gore Verbinski, the director of Pirates of the Caribbean, may be directing a Gambit movie starring Channing Tatum.
Anna?
I'm speechless.
Speechless.
We've been hearing about this for a while. When the fuck is it gonna come out? Damn it.
I don't know, but...
like that Ryan Reynolds Deadpool shit, where we were waiting years and years and years.
Right.
But it happened, and it's coming.
Just, I know.
It's just like, Channing's gonna come all over your Tatum.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just prepare.
Channing all over your Tatum.
Avatar sequel with Kate Winslet. Why is there gonna be a number two?
Ugh.
Like the blue people?
I'm not...
Yeah, Avatar, like the big blue people. Like Fern Gully, only in reverse.
They
like
need Pocahontas, to do the... only alien. They need to do the Last Airbender remake, or like number two, not Avatar number two.
They should just reboot the Last Airbender altogether. That just fucking, that was
Airbender
atrocious.
Whitewashed.
Yeah, that was atrocious. Like, no.
And they need to reboot Dragon Ball Z too, because that was fucking stupid.
You need to step up on your games, guys, if you're gonna do any
step it up.
Anime, you know. Animes. Oh, but which, by the way, I don't know if you guys checked out, but I definitely did watch the Netflix version of Death Note, and yep. I actually really liked it.
I liked it, but I think I should have used Ryuk more, and I don't really like the whitewashing. I mean, it was nice to see another live-action version of it, and like, oh, it's in Seattle, that's cool. You could have still made it an Asian kid, you know?
I felt that should have been an Asian kid because of his character body movements.
I'm actually okay with Lakeith, though.
Yeah, he did a good job. For an American adaptation of an anime, this is probably the best one I've seen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Netflix.
It's a start.
Yeah, good job, Netflix.
I didn't watch that one.
You should watch it, Anna. It's a good one. You'll like it.
Yeah. I watched, what was it, Better Watch Out.
Oh, did you? Okay, so Better Watch Out is a holiday comedy horror film. It's pretty much Home Alone, but in horror style. It's good. I liked it. Did you like it, Frosty?
I did. And I loved the character Luke.
Yes.
Like, after a while, I was just like, oh, he's like little baby Joker, you know?
Yeah, he's so adorable.
It's like, I was kind of like, okay, he's almost 13, and you're 17. If it was me, I probably would have sided with him.
No spoilers, but yeah. She's siding with the main character.
Yeah, don't spoil it, Kaylee.
Speaking of movies that probably shouldn't be made, another Fast and the Furious movie... spinoff with...
Stop it.
So the spinoff is going to include The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, and Jason Statham. And it'll be released in 2019.
No.
It's happening. Just let it happen.
I do like Jason Statham, though.
Yeah. And I enjoy I enjoy some of Dwayne's movies.
Like The Tooth Fairy?
Yes. I've even watched The Tooth Fairy, okay? I like what The Rock's doing for the family movies. It's very cute. It gives me the nostalgia of, you know, when Hulk Hogan did it.
Suburban Commander.
When Shaq did it.
Shazam.
And when Michael Jordan did it. I enjoy movies like that. I enjoy corny movies like that. No sense of purpose. Just sit down and watch it. And
I want to see that damn Jumanji movie.
Yes, the Jumanji movie. Yeah, that's going to be... That actually looks like something I would watch. I was scared at first when we mentioned that on the show, that Jumanji was getting Jumanji was getting another movie. But after watching the trailer, it was kind of like, huh, I'd actually go and watch that.
What about Hocus Pocus?
Oh, I heard it's getting a reboot. Like, they're not even having the same actors in it anymore. It's ridiculous.
So Hocus Pocus is definitely getting a reboot?
Yeah, reboot. Not the same actors.
sad.
Which is fucking ridiculous. Sarah Michelle Parker, or Sarah Jessica Parker, excuse me, you know, and all that need to be back in it. It's just terrible.
I'm really excited that Riverdale has a season 2 coming out.
Yes, Riverdale season 1 was really good. I watched that too, and I am also excited because I am a big Archie comics fan, and mm-hmm. I really enjoyed how they made it into a murder mystery.
It was like Gossip Girl, but with like a little bit more edge.
Speaking about cartoon-like characters, Bob's Burgers is actually going to get a movie in 2020.
Ooh.
I love Bob's Burgers.
Like Tina. My sister's kids like Bob's Burgers, too.
What were you saying, Anna?
I just said Tina.
Oh, Tina.
Butts, beautiful butts.
Jimmy Jr.'s butt, in particular.
I can't wait. Like, I feel like eventually, one day, they're going to make, like, a real-life people one.
Oh, that would be funny. That's gonna look like. Well, they didn't do that with The Simpsons yet, so I don't know if Bob's Burgers is going to get there first.
That would be interesting.
I do want to add, I guess it's not really movie, it's shows. Shamar Moore is going to be in the new season of Criminal Minds because he was in the last episode of Criminal Minds, and it's coming out here soon, too.
Nice, yeah. Anna. You still watch Criminal Minds.
Yeah, I'm so sad they kicked off Shamar Moore, but he's coming back.
Cute.
Yeah, they did that to AJ, too. They kicked her off, and then they brought her back. Like, they're so stupid.
Yeah, but that's because she got pregnant. So they got rid of her for a little bit.
Yeah, but still. Maybe he got pregnant.
maybe he did get pregnant. It's all about that forward thinking. They're pregnant, not she's pregnant. They're pregnant.
Yeah.
Maybe he was pregnant.
At this time, we would like to thank you for joining us here at the Horror Club. Please show your support by liking our Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And listen to our podcast on YouTube, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, like, comment, and share, because we just love. And if you really hated your time with us today,
sorry.
We're not sorry. Sorry.